This is the closing market report for Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is here now from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. It's rather hot, Mike. Across parts of the Corn Belt, it's been a little dry, too. The marketplace has been taking some notice. What's your current assessment?
Well, it has been dry for different areas of the central U.S., but not everyone is experiencing the same conditions. Our proprietary application shows that 40% of U.S. corn production was drier than normal over the last 30 days. So that is a significant number, but if you look at that number historically over the last six growing seasons, it's not all that unusual to see that level of dryness. It only becomes unusual if it lasts, and it has to last for a number of weeks. So here we are, we're looking at it being a little bit dry. We know that if we start to get some good rains, things will start to improve. And of course, Todd, that's the main uncertainty.
Where are the areas of concern?
Well, the most dry area, at least the highest coverage of dryness, is generally along and to the south of Interstate 80. And then there's also some pockets of dryness from North Dakota into northern Minnesota. Now, you might recall that there's also been an area of flooding sandwiched right between there. And that basically extends from the Iowa-Minnesota border east through the Indiana-Ohio border. So in between these dry pockets, there's actually a wet area. Now, going forward, we do have a number of chances for rain across the northwest third of the central U.S. That does include some of those dry areas of North Dakota, Minnesota, even into South Dakota as well. So we think that conditions will start to improve next week from a soil moisture standpoint in the northern plains. Across the rest of the Corn Belt, where it's been a little bit dry, and then extending on to the south from there, we're going to watch a separate system. This one is a tricky one to forecast because it's completely separated from the jet stream. And when storm systems do that, they tend to wobble somewhat erratically, and that makes their path uncertain with time. We know the system is going to linger in the southeastern U.S. this weekend, and then it will make its move toward the Corn Belt once we get into next week. At this point, it looks like we're going to see some rain from that system in parts of the Delta and in parts of the southern Corn Belt, basically in those areas nearest and to the south of the Ohio River Valley, and then extending to the south from there through Arkansas. So there is going to be some rain out there, Todd, but as far as a big soaker, we might have to wait a little bit longer for that, at least across the southeast half of the central U.S.
At this time of year, we begin to think about evaporation rates. Will the very warm weather abate just a bit?
Well, it stays very warm here through the end of next week, so through about June 1st. Once we get into that first full week of June, that's where things do change a little bit. It is notable that it will turn and remain fairly hot across Texas and in those areas of the southern U.S. But at the same time, we're going to see a number of systems flow across the northern U.S. Now, we don't have a smoking gun here for heavy rainfall during that first week of June, but typically when this happens, you'll see these systems move across, develop some rain in different areas at different times, and also keep that heat on to the south. We think that's the most likely scenario. Any heat in the first week of June should stay to the south of the Corn Belt for the most part, while we see some areas of thunderstorms to the north of that. Remember, the key periods of development for corn and soybeans basically don't begin until the middle of June. So we're still before that period of time here when we're talking about weather. A lot of things can change, and we'll have to watch this weather, see how it unfolds, and then we can really start to focus on some of these different areas.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.